morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It's been a while, been spotty attendance. If I was a schoolboy, the truant officer would probably go after me. But I'm here. I'm here. A lot going on. I've been processing a lot of information in the past days. Had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you did also. Fantastic guest host. Thank you for everybody for what you've done. Obviously, a lot going on. Bears repeating. We're going to get to it later on. Kelby Smith from His Advocates is going to be here. We're going to talk about, dancing between the raindrops, so to speak. The Great Reset. This, you can feel the tentacles, or you can see the tentacles being positioned to wrap their neck around the American people, really the people of the world, not just America. How do you not resist this? How do you be something different? How do you separate yourself from it? You know, flee Babylon, as the Bible says. You know, come out of her, my people. How do you do that? We're going to talk about that. Of course, what's going on with the election. We'll get his perspective. This is the biggest story in the world, whether you're in America or not, or wherever you are. This is the biggest story in the world right now. What is going to go on with this election? Uncle Kevin is going to be joining us a little later. We're going to have go over the news stories. I want to back up and give a little perspective and just maybe put this into a little different perspective. Obviously, people are all over the place. There's a lot of opinions. You've probably heard some. We're going to go over those. Let's go back to the beginning. And this is key. And I will read one story before I start. This is out of the State Department. The State Department, over the last few days, released a report about a strategy to thwart CHICOM takeover. The strategy to thwart the CHICOM takeover, the strategy to have American freedom, American exceptionalism, whatever. And in the report, they say a couple things, and it sounds like I wrote it. And I don't mean that narcissistically. I mean, it really sounds like I wrote it. Here's what they said. Grounded in America's founding principles and constitutional tradition, served by government officials who understand the American people and the American political system, recognize the diversity and common humanity of the peoples and nations of the world, will enable the United States to secure freedom. And they list four or five things and go into it more depth. But the highlights of it are to understand China's peculiar form of authoritarianism and the hegemonic goals to which it gives rise. The United States must educate American citizens about the scope and implications of the China challenge. The United States must secure freedom at home by preserving constitutional government, promoting prosperity, and fostering a robust civil society. The United States must reevaluate its alliance system and the panoply of international organizations in which it participates. And the big one, the United States must champion the principles of freedom, principles that are at once universal and at the heart of the American national spirit, through example, speeches, educational initiatives, public diplomacy, foreign assistance, and investment. Let's back up to the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you're a Christian, you believe that. If you're not, just follow along. And creation came. And the first command to creation, to mankind. You had flowers, whatever, animals, what have you. This is the story of the Bible. This is the story of creation. The first command was what? Multiply and replenish the earth. To procreate. So the divinity of God was put into mankind and into the world, and it was good. And all across the world, everything was to procreate, to go on forever, in perpetuity. You can take one watermelon seed and you can have watermelons for eternity over some reasonable conditions. For eternity. Think about that. Procreation. This is the beginning. So from that moment, what has the enemy of God done? That's the right-hand path. That through creation, through our own exploration, through life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, we can pursue truth. We can look for truth, and we can, by God reaching his hand down and bridging the gap through his son, we can then connect back to our Heavenly Father, to our origin, to our creation, and rise above all of this and return and to overcome the, what have you, overcome this world, so to speak. In the middle of the world is the divinity and the plan of Satan. In government terms, the idea of socialism is that somebody knows better than you and could direct you. The divinity that you've been given by your creator needs to be directed and needs to be controlled by a central authority. This is socialism to a smaller degree, communism and other things to a greater degree. This is not only a political ideology, this is Luciferianism. That is Luciferianism, period. That Lucifer knows better than you, God made a mistake giving you divinity and choice, and that he has a left-hand path to something greater and to ascend. You see in transhumanism, that's where all this comes in. The idea that you can accelerate to machines and what have you. And on the other side, the mandate, the decree, the universal decree is freedom of choice, free agency, liberty given by God to man. The greatest moment in American history and one of the greatest moments in all recorded history. Maybe you could argue, obviously, the creation. You could argue a couple things in the from the Bible that we know. You know, these are things that we know of. There's a lot of things that happen that we don't have recorded history of. Obviously, the life of the Messiah. Other than those couple things, the greatest moment in mankind's history, the ascent of mankind, the greatest moment was our founding fathers and what they did on the American continent, the great experiment. The patriots, the pilgrims, or what have you. That's why we wrap this in myth and in mythology, and we overblow it and propagandize it and the truth of it. And at its core, it is everything and more wrapped up in that event. The Declaration of Independence is the universal declaration of the Creator in a governmental form. Nothing like it by law. No country in the world has ever done it. None. Or has that is doing it. You can argue the Law of Moses is a political document also. Even that is different than the Declaration of Independence a little bit. I mean, there's pros and cons, but whatever. There's nothing like it in the whole world. One country acknowledges the divinity of the Creator and the mandate of the universal mandate of the God for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that it's a truthful society, that our society is based on laws, and what is our laws based on? Truth. And what is the truth based on? The word and the decree and the great overarching mandate by our great Creator, Almighty God, that would be that you can ascend and you can live your life. Now, we have seen, we've talked about this, you know, this show for 20 plus years now. How many years has it been? 20, over 20 now. That this broadcast, the Power Hour from Joyce now here to us, what we're doing, has sought the truth. Have we always been right? No. Has Joyce always been right? Was she always right? No. But she had a good heart and she sought the truth just as we do. That we can ascend and that we can go towards a greater peace and tranquility for everybody and everybody's success. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Those are not just taglines. That is why we are here. And so you are seeing now in open declaration by many people. I mean, some of the most prominent, Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum, and other things. John Kerry at that group. We've seen Biden unveil things, not so direct because he's a little more prominent, but several people, very prominent people, have said that this COVID crisis is an opportunity for us to enact a great reset. And when they say reset, let's dive in a little deeper. We're not just talking about economic reset. We're talking about a reset. They are literally wanting a reset of the universal decree of God. We want to reset the dynamic and what makes up the universe. Literally. And with that, this is the battle. And now at this moment, we see this election. There is a titanic battle. I've talked to several people, several of my sources. I've went over this. I've looked at this. Everybody has varying opinions. they believe, but generally the people who I, whose opinions I trust think Trump is going to win or has a very good shot to win for many reasons, and we're going to get into that. And I do believe that also. Do I know that? No. Are they right 100% of the time? No. Am I right 100% of the time? Do I even need to say that? Of course not. Of course not. We have been given a choice, and there is an absolute miracle that is happening right before our eyes. If you think back 5 years, especially for longtime listeners, for new listeners, kind of back yourself up and think of yourself. You've been listening for a long time, 5 years, 10 years, 20, whatever. You saw that there is something behind the curtain, so to speak. The wizard behind the curtain is not what it appears. And the miracle that is happening right now, miracle, is I can tell this, just a sense of it, I also to the people I talk to, is that everyday people who would have thought you were a lunatic if you mentioned the Great Reset and the currency devaluation and blah, 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 they would have looked at you like you had three arms growing out of your head. Now they understand it as never before. What percentage? I don't know what that percentage is. It's a lot. And it's a lot to varying degrees. I use my relatives as a barometer. I'm sure you do also, and the people you talk to. My aunt, my cousin's been awake for a while. My aunt is now, you know, my God. I mean, she's just like, my God, what is going on? I mean, she is, wow. She sounds like a Power Hour listener from 20 years ago. And she's going through this of, you know, of anger and betrayal and can see it. This is a miracle. Our founding fathers, their quotes and their taglines and their what have you, the things they said are not just taglines. They're not just myths. They have been paid for with some of the most precious blood we have ever seen. And one of the greatest miracles we have ever seen. And one of their great quotes, Thomas Jefferson is the most quotable founding father for many reasons. But one of his great quotes is, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. America, we're talking specifically about America, because America is ground zero. America did not realize this before. America is now starting to see the extent of which their will, their consent, has been manipulated and robbed. And it is angering them. And they want to do something about it. And my aunt, like many other people, is sitting home, just like we have for 20 years or however, you know, however long you've been looking at this problem and saying, what do we do? America and the world is starting to realize this basic truth. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. So now the miracle is that we are looking at a mirror and we are being asked the question by the universe, so to speak, do you want to be free or not? And you may think that's odd, and you may think that's self-evident or elementary. It is not. I believe that God, I believe the universe, I believe that so many sacrifices of so many people have moved heaven and earth just so that America would be forced to ask that question of themselves, to even realize that they needed to ask that question of themselves. Do you want to be free or do you not? And this is the beginning. Donald Trump, for his flaws, for his warts, for, I believe me, I'm aware of Donald Trump. Okay. We're going to put that aside. Donald Trump is the threshing stone, so to speak, is the rock of offense. I mean, I don't want to sound sacrilegious. You know, now you're getting to some comparisons to the Messiah, but he is the mirror. He is the lightning rod. He is the, the brick wall that the deep state is having to throw itself against and create a conflict. Donald Trump, here's what I will say. God is using Donald Trump. That's how I would say that. Donald Trump is an absolute instrument in God's hands. He is a godsend. His candidacy and all this, I'm not trying to aggrandize the situation, or him, I should say, but the situation is way bigger than I even have the power to describe. We are at the crossroads of humanity. Satanic Luciferian forces want to take your divinity, take your choices, take your dominion, put it in a box, hook you up to the Internet of Things and control it forever, and to condemn you to a life of servitude at the will of some hyper Borg who's going to tell you to be happy, make you happy, not for you to choose your happiness yourself, not for you to pursue your liberty and your life under your creator yourself. Every person who calls himself a Christian, I think once they're starting to realize this, and they're starting to, you know, beg God, pray to God, although it was happening before, it's happening more. They're starting to realize a stark nature. I think they're surprised. I think they're scared. I'm scared. I'm shocked. And the debate is now, they're sitting at what to do. What can we do? Some fantastic things are going on. I'll talk about them now, and then after the break, we'll get to some of these news stories. Let me back up. You remember Al, who sells the Duraflow water filters and the Purify water, which is fantastic, by the way. I thought I'd put that in there and to have right now. It's time to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Please. If you're not getting prepared with us, get prepared with somebody, please. We had the interview with Dr. Group. And this is kind of, I'm trying to put a lot of things together from a lot of people I've talked to, put my own spin on it. There is a debate going on in whatever this is about how to get the American people what to do. Trump could have done something very different, but this is a plan to destroy the deep state, just a plan to change the control mechanisms of our country governmental wise. I think there's no question about that. I think I'm very sure that that's what's going on, and to change it in a different direction. Now, whether that's good, bad, and different, we can talk about that on the other side. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And no matter what you think of Donald Trump, he is our man right now. No question. At least right now. Al told me, you know, when we were having this debate, how do you get the American people to realize this? How do you get the American people to act? Because the American people's will is what's going to be done here. And this is a gift of the universe also. And you could even say, you know, it's a kind of a Luciferian doctrine. Before you do things to people, you have to tell them. It has to be disclosure. How many times have we told you? I told you there's going to be disclosure. We've talked about this years ago. You're starting to hear other people talk about some of these things that we've been talking about. There is nothing else. Your unalienable rights, the divinity and endowment of God that has been given to you by your creator, there is nothing more important. Your physical life is not more important. Your physical life is not more important than the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence. It is all on the line. Al, we've got a couple minutes before the break. What he said is, I think Donald Trump should just lay it out to the American people and let us, direct us, lead us, and watch America rise. I think the wannabe controllers of the world, there's a fine line for that. But let's just go with what Al said. And I agree with him 100%. America, right now, the moral fortitude, the power, the faith, the conviction is there to tap into right now. It is there. You know, I had this discussion with my aunt. Well, if Biden gets in, you know, in 4 years. And I tried to tell my aunt, in 4 years, you're going to be so far on your knees, you're not going to, it's going to be a lot harder to stand in 4 years. The forced evictions, the economic collapse. These are not theories. I'm not saying this. This is what they are saying now, openly. Every one of us, this is what's on the line. This is what's at stake. And I believe that Trump is going to win. That allows us, that allows our founding fathers to get their foot in the door even more. That allows us to exercise our will. But Trump is not, you know, David and Goliath. He's not David, and he's not, you know, going to kill the whole army. We have to rise here. We have to rise in conviction. We have to rise in faith. We have to rise in knowledge. We have to rise in self-identification and humility before our maker. And we must understand the founding principles of this nation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the governments are instituted among men to secure these rights, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. It is, without question, take out the Bible, the most sublime and important sentence ever written. Ever. And it is all on the line right now. The other half hour, we're going to go over the news. Uncle Kevin's going to be here. Kelby Smith. The second hour, it's so good to be back with you, ladies and gentlemen. You are born for this. There's a reason you're here. There's a reason I'm here. And this is it right now. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com got some great specials, new products, of course, the quercetin. I'm going to try this. You know, especially if you had vaccines in your life, people use quercetin and I connect it because of the antihistamine. Because when you get a vaccine, it causes a histamine response. That's why people get allergies, because those ingredients, like eggs. Because eggs ingredients are in vaccines or sometimes peanuts or what have you. There's different ingredients like that in the vaccines. Then when you put the adjuvants with the virus, it creates a hyperhistamine response. Of course, it kind of calms that down. And then that in turn helps you to detox. Zinc, also from Dr. Group. It's one of those essential things. Many other products. We do have the bladder support. The bladder support's also a diuretic. It's a natural diuretic. The Strauss products, I cannot be any more supportive of the Strauss products and what they are and what they do. Of course, the heart drops are unbelievable, the most profound product we've ever sold as far as changing people's lives. All these products, the prostate, the bladder, the cardio support, the kidney support, I highly recommend you check them all out. They can change your life, and they've changed thousands of people's lives. Buy one, get one free, the REM sleep and the Tranquil. Wayne Elliott was on to describe that. I don't know what more we have to do. Take advantage of that. That's a fantastic opportunity for you, REM sleep and the Tranquil. You're a little on edge. I think we all need that now. 10% off Good Health Naturally products. Robert Redfern was on yesterday. A variety of things from the Health Point machine to the curcumin to the what have you. Fantastic quality vitamin D, vitamin E, go on and on at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your prayers, your donations, and you're welcome for what we do also and for what we bring you. Kelby Smith will be here in about a half hour. We're going to talk about many things, including his advocates and how to separate yourself from Babylon. Pastor Wright is a good friend of Pastor Wright's also. And, in fact, Kelby introduced me to Pastor Wright. I think that's how it went. And then we'll go from there. We'll have a good discussion. We're going to get to some news. Uncle Kevin is now riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Yeah. It's another great day in America, Big Dan. And as soon as Dr. Group mentioned that quercetin, I ordered 4 bottles of it. That's how much I was impressed with it. I just started taking it, so I'd have. I can't comment on it, but he sold me, and I got 4 bottles. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Fantastic. Well, let's get right into it. Before we got a bunch of news stories, just quickly, What is your level of concern, or what's on your mind? What keeps you up night, or what helps you sleep easy these days?
A good movie.
Yeah.
No. I think we're winning. Everybody I talk to is awake, you know, to some circumstance or another, they're awake. They know what's going on. They know that these masks are all fake. They know that Biden hasn't won. They stole the election. Everybody knows it. And whether Trump wins again or Biden is put in there, I think if he's put in there, just people are going to rise up and take the country back. I don't see him being in. If he's in, I don't see him being in for long.
Well, China wins either way.
I'm very, very optimistic about that.
A big story out of InfoWars, they've tracked down supposedly a connection to Chinese corporations. And just so you know, there's Chinese corporations, the big ones. They're run by the Communist Party. They're owned by the Communist Party. So it's not like, you know, a private, and no, when something like this happens, the Chinese Communist Party did it. It's like, what's his name? Biden's son, Hunter getting the $1.5 billion for his hedge fund when, mm-hmm. you know, nobody in their right mind would have gave him $5 million or $10 million. Nobody. But China gave him $1.5 billion. And that came from a private equity group owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Anyway, Chinese Communist Party, InfoWars has supposedly tracked their reporting on this. It's a very good report that $400 million was the Chinese Communist Party paid for ownership, majority ownership in Dominion software. This is a smoking gun connection that could put China directly involved with our elections. That doesn't sound very good to me. It seems like China's going to win either way here, or it's attempting to. Anyway, your comment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and here's another good story. Arizona State issues a call to withhold state electors' college votes to Joe Biden due to fraud in Arizona State. Arizona State Representative Mark Fitchin on Monday issued a call to withhold the state electoral college votes for Joe Biden because he believes there's enough sufficient evidence of fraud to invalidate the state's vote. There's another good.
Well, we've seen story. Just so people understand, there's been out of court, extra court. The courts have been to say they've been biased and ice cold would be probably an understatement to any of this, whether the suits have been brought by Trump himself or other people. The courts have been very corrupt, very unconstitutional. In most cases, won't even hear the evidence. They dismiss it because of procedure and trying to make it look like it's an illegitimate claim. The first state was Pennsylvania to have legislatures want a hearing. And there's a pretty famous moment where the Pennsylvania legislatures are hearing. So you're telling me that there's 570-something thousand votes that were put in this period of time, this 2 or 3 hours? Yes. How many of them were for Trump out of 570-plus thousand? 3,000. And the crowd goes,
yeah.
I mean, anybody with any sense knows that this is asinine.
Statistically impossible.
Well, go, ladies and gentlemen, go flip a coin 570,000 times and have it only come on heads 3,000 times.
3,500 times, yeah. Uh-huh.
Go ahead. So the other states have fallen. You just mentioned Arizona. I think Michigan, was it yesterday? Michigan had a hearing. Nevada, I believe, either has or will very soon. These states' legislatures are taking their power. And in these states, most of them, if not all of them, by the Constitution, they have the power to override even the vote in their state.
If
they don't think the vote is up and up, they have the power to say, we don't care what the vote says, quote unquote, we are going to appoint our electors. The other interesting part of this is you can kind of see the strategy, and it looks like there's three main parts that Trump has here for victory, paths to victory. One is like we're mentioning, the state electors, Pennsylvania state electors, a joint resolution was put in that would make it so the House and Senate would choose the electors. So they have the power. They granted it by law to the Secretary of State. As we traditionally know it, they go by the votes, and the Secretary of State and the governor basically then appoint the electors. They still have that power. They granted it. If they granted it, they can take it. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, government privilege, right? So that they give it to you, then they can take it. Well, in this case, constitutionally, that's exactly what the Senate and the House of the state house in Pennsylvania and these other states, that's exactly the power that they have. We gave you the power. We don't like what's going on. We're going to take it. So you're seeing Pennsylvania, these other states, congressmen, state congressmen are moving to take the power back. We are going to choose the electors. And of course, they don't like what's going on. They're going to appoint pro-Trump electors. America is not, the president is not elected by the vote. It is elected by the electors. It is a brilliant system. Another just God-inspired miracle that happened in our Constitution. So that is the first, that is one way, his path to victory, that when it goes to electoral college, states that supposedly went to Biden, the state senators, the state congressmen are going to take the power. They're going to send electors that are pro-Trump. So when Pennsylvania votes, the 20 electors, they are not going to vote for Biden, which he won, quote-unquote, the vote, supposedly. They are going to vote for Trump. This is legal, lawful, constitutional, and it scares the other side to death because it is all of those things, and it is gaining momentum. Okay, that's one avenue. Will we have enough time? Will Trump have enough time to do this? I don't know, but it is moving. The other avenue is, I would say, a straight to Supreme Court. Roberts is a lost cause. Roberts is out to lunch.
Supreme Court scares the bejesus out of me if it goes to the Supreme Court. I don't think he's going to get a fair shake there. Barrett, I don't trust her as far as I can throw her. And Roberts, well, like you said, he's gone.
Well, he did. She did vote on the case in New York about the churches closing. She came out on the right. So Gorsuch gave an unbelievable opinion about that New York closing. I mean, Gorsuch sounded like James Madison or something. It was unbelievable.
He did.
It was fantastic.
It still scares me.
Well, everything. I mean, well, this is parallel. God, these are the times to try men's souls. The summer patriot, the summer soldier shrinks. I mean, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. This is another path. One of these cases is going to make it to the Supreme Court. I'm fairly confident. And then the evidence is so overwhelming. Oh my gosh. You can just listen to some of these hearings. And you'll see person after person talk about the corruption right in front of them, what they saw, the different ballots, blah, 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 the trucks coming in, all ballots clear, brand new, like they just came off a printing press, blah, 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 blah.
From China.
I mean, on and on. Statistics.
1.8 million ballots were mailed out, and they counted 2.5 million votes in Georgia. I mean, what a red flag, you know?
That was Pennsylvania,
done
right?
Deal.
That was Pennsylvania.
Georgia.
Oh, it's Georgia? Why did I think it was Pennsylvania?
I don't know. At least the article, I got it right in front of me. It was
This is the biggest. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest. There's so many anomalies, and maybe we'll talk about them, but this is the biggest one that's like most obvious. And we keep hearing, well, where's the proof? Where's the proof? Okay, I'll show you the damn proof. Here's the proof.
Yeah.
There's why did I think it was Pennsylvania? I don't know. 1.8 million. The Secretary of State knows this. 1.8 million ballots were absentee ballots, mail-in ballots were mailed out. They know how many they mailed out. They did count those. 1.8 million. How many did they get back? 2.5 million.
And counted them. 2.5 million.
2.5 million.
The whole thing should be shut down because of that.
I mean, what more proof do you need? 2.5, that is 700,000 votes. On its face, self-evident, are illegitimate. You say, well, what do you mean there's illegitimate votes? Do you need any more proof? There are at least 700,000 illegitimate votes in that state. It's self-evident. Any retard knows this.
Yeah,
okay?
Anybody, yeah.
And the other thing is the media, corporate media, I'm disgusted with Fox. I don't, that's for another day.
They need to be all arrested and thrown in jail for the rest of their lives.
Well, I don't know about that, but they are what they are. They keep spouting about evidence, evidence. Cannot one of them ask that question?
Obviously not.
I mean, is that such a hard question to ask?
And they repeat, you know, they're like parrots. Trump has a tough a road to the presidency. He talks about this fraud, but he shows no evidence of it.
It's false. Yeah, I was watching MSNBC. Trump's false claims. I'm like, false claims?
Yeah.
How do you know they're false?
It's first thing they come, yeah, the first thing they come out with.
How do you know they're false?
You.
How
yeah.
do you know they're false? God, how do you yeah. know they're false? Are you the news or are you making the news? Are you reporting the news or making the news? Which one? Which one are you doing?
Go ahead. I was going to talk about Pachentic.
Let me get to the third way and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Those are two paths right there. I think both of them are viable. I think both of them are in play. And the big debate, as you heard the interview with Dr. Group, if you have a chance to go back and listen to that interview, that is fantastic. The debate is how do you get the people to wake up? Do they wake up fast enough? I think what you're going to see on the first scenario we discussed is you might see electors in, you know, California, New York, Virginia. You might see electors say, you know what? I'm not voting for Biden, even though my state won the vote, they certified it, that I'm not doing it. I see all these facts. I'm starting to soak this in. There's starting to be an outrage. It's building momentum. I'm not going to do it. How many of those are going to do that? There may be more than you think. I mean, we still got a month or not a month. We got 2 weeks till that. And then but who knows? We got 2 weeks and momentum is going fast on this. And you may have people, even though they're supposedly Democratic electors looking at this, they're not happy. Decent people who are in that camp, they're not happy with this either.
No, because they know what's coming. If they let this fraud go through, what's next?
Right. They're starting to see. That's its weakness. Right as their structure comes to bear, the weakness is they have to show it. And they're showing it. The third scenario is very interesting. And it comes at the hand of Lynn Wood, the attorney, very famous constitutional lawyer, not very famous, but well known. I mean, just not just some, you know, ambulance chaser. He's also working on Trump's lawsuits and has been working with Sidney Powell, what have you, with Giuliani. He came out, open letter on Gateway Pundit, and called for a limited martial law. And this is,
I agree.
My
I agree.
First thought.
I like his path.
My first thought is there's no way he put that out there unless the Trump camp kind of said, hey, put that out there. Or said, go ahead, do it. As a feeler.
He didn't put that out by himself.
Right. It's a feeler to either, one, see what our reaction would be, or two, to kind of engender some support for, or both. In his document, here's what he wants. And he talks about Lincoln, what he did during the Civil War, whether, you know, I agree or disagree. I don't agree with Lincoln's approach on his basis.
Donald Trump arrested a lot of newspaper men.
He arrested them. He flat out arrested them.
Flat out arrested them.
He claims that the South was in rebellion. That's not true.
That's not true.
But anyway, that's another story.
They were legally and lawfully entitled to do what they did.
100%, 1,000%. But that's neither here nor there. Trump, the reason I say that, Trump's position is much, much greater and sounder and more constitutional.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He goes through this whole argument. He wants limited martial law. The military comes in, seizes all election documents, all election servers, all relevant information whatsoever, seizes it all. They're going to run a new election that is now overseen by the military to make sure of its validity. This is kind of a last resort. If A and B don't work, he's always got that. And I 1,000% believe, one, that if he gets up in the Oval Office on a Thursday night or whatever, next Thursday, and gives a speech, emergency broadcast system to the American people, lays these things out generally, and says, this is what I'm going to do for America. I believe that America will support him, and we will rise to this. Go ahead.
He's got to ask the American people for their help.
He needs to ask American people for their help. And if he does, just like Al said, America will rise.
We will respond.
A 1,000%.
Overwhelmingly, we will respond.
Whatever he asks that's reasonable and that's in the realm of the constitutional legality, we will do. Up and including, you know, arms insurrection or armed
revolution. We have a legal right to do that, too.
We have a universal right. Because remember, what's the first thing we talked about on the show today? And you go back all these things. The universal right of self-defense, the universal dominion that was given to us, is also protected with a universal right to defend it. And it is completely under attack. If Donald Trump, I'm not calling for insurrection. They've already done insurrection. I'm not calling for rebellion. We don't need to rebel against the law. I'm not calling for war. They're the ones who are proclaiming war against us. I am saying that if Donald Trump gets in front of that Oval Office, puts the camera and looks America straight in the eye and asks us for some specific things and says, I am going to do XYZ, including a limited martial law on the election. We're going to redo it. America will support him. And these arguments about America is divided, America already is divided. America will not be unified. They already, one of the first stories I said this morning was from the State Department, their report. Like I've told you for 4 years since I've been here, the only thing that will overcome all this are the principles of the foundation of this country, which include our connection to our Creator. That is it. That is it. And if we are not unified in that, we will never be unified. So now it's about just keeping and maintaining our position so we can even possibly get there. The first question has been presented to us by the universe, so to speak. Do you want to be free or not? Donald Trump, we look to you. I believe that you are the man and God is using you. I would implore you and almost beg you. I don't know all the details and all the inside baseball. I've been told several things. You go in front of the American people, you present this out in a very calm, systematic, very Samuel Adams type way, Thomas Jefferson type way, America will respond, and the conviction will rise in this country, and the dominion and power and the universal energy that is here will overcome, at least, and win this battle right now. We will absolutely thwart them right now, right here. They will be running with their tail between their legs, and it'll be, the reverberations will go on for eternity. Literally, that's what I believe. Then from there, there's a lot more work to do. Believe me, it's not, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. This is like Washington crossing the Delaware. This is the beginning. And like that situation, for those of you who know that story, there's a backstory maybe you don't know. A British spy knew that America was going to cross the Delaware and try to take Trenton. I don't know if you all knew that, ladies and gentlemen. And so that day, he came to Trenton and was captured by the Hessian guards, and they didn't know who he was. And he had the whole details of the invasion, of Washington's invasion. He had the whole details. He had the whole plan. He was going to take it to Britain. He was captured by the guards there, which is normal. It was Christmas. All the British were miles and miles away. They were all a Hessian outfit, a German mercenary outfit. Nobody spoke English. They put him in holding cell waiting for a British officer to come later on and talk to him. You want to talk about the miracles that happened in this country? There will be miracles right now. And then not only that, they didn't have They were destitute. There were supposed to be three times as many of them that crossed the Delaware. The ice was way thicker than it should have been. It was incredibly hard. It was supposed to take 6 hours. It took 12. They only had a third of the people. Washington was supposed to meet there with other people. The other two could not make it because of the weather. Washington was faced with a decision what to do. See, this is America, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we are. And you're going to see miracles like the British spy being caught by the Germans, and you're also going to see the determination, the conviction of George Washington. He said, we are going to go. Many of these men did not have shoes. They did not have provisions. Somehow, by the grace of God and their own really will, I mean, their will to cross this river at this point, 12 hours. And when they got to the other side, blood was coming from their feet into the snow because many of them only had rags to cover their feet. You want to know how America was made? You don't want to know how America was born? You want to know the destiny of America? That incident encapsulates both of them. The conviction and will of our patriots and the miracle and the providence of God came together. The United States of America. Stay tuned. Kelby Smith on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.